Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I just think we didn't execute. You look at our game, we didn't come back and support on the breakout. We didn't work. We were disconnected as five, and we didn't reload. We didn't execute. So when we don't execute, we look slow, we look sloppy. We let guys off the wall in D-zone coverage. We are easy to play against in the first period.
When you say we didn't work, that's true, and that's really an indictment of your guys. I mean, why do you think, given the stakes here, and the way the defensive effort had gone the last 3 days, they didn't feel the need to?
Look, it's very disappointing because, I feel we were taking a step in the right direction, and we were trending in a good direction, but you have to understand the desperation at this time of the season. And every shift counts, every play counts, the details of the game, and that's what's disappointing because of our. You feel we're moving in the right direction, and we take a step back.
How do you make sure that they respond quickly? At times, it's taken you guys a couple of games. And maybe
we don't have time to wait around. That's what the disappointing about this game, because everything we did well, even though we didn't get the result against Winnipeg, we feel, we're going to attack the game tonight. And we thought it was going to be easy, and New York worked, give them credit. They cycled the puck well. We didn't pin a guy in a cycle. We didn't kill a play. We just let them roam, and now we're just riding our checks, and it just looks like we're soft. And you look at the goals, they lack execution on the first goal. We win a faceoff. And then from that point, it's just do your job. Do your job in the defensive zone. A guy beats a guy back to the puck or net. The second goal is real the same. It's not killing a play, and they find a way to get a third goal, same thing. We have the puck on our stick. And then from that point, we're going to have breakdowns. That's why we have our structure in place, and we don't pick somebody up. It's those details that are disappointing in such a big game, and especially we're at home here. I think our record's been pretty good at home. Obviously, this homestand was big for us. That was a big game for us, and we lost that opportunity. Well, we got to come back to work, and we got to get ready for New Jersey.
You said it, and everybody in the building is thinking it. How disappointed are you to be coaching a soft hockey team?
Well, it's frustrating because I think we've played some really good hockey, especially in this homestead at times. And when we made that adjustment, we were tough. We boxed out in front, and that's a disappointing thing because we get away from the details of our game and the strengths that gave us some success in the recent three games. So that's the disappointing part because there's time's running out. We have to understand that. Every detail matters.
How did you feel about Kyle's response there, and how is he doing?
And it was unfortunate. I'm glad he stepped up. Somebody took advantage of one of our guys. He stepped up, and we'll know more tomorrow.
So why do you think these breakdowns in a game like this, a performance like this, happens at this point in the season with everything on the line?
I believe it's just the players need to understand. We're not going to be able, like we've talked about, we do good things when we have the puck. I didn't think we managed the puck, number one, that well tonight. But when we don't have it, there has to be total urgency, and that's just one of the things we got to keep reminding them. And that's my job, is to keep reminding them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.